Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, they know that someone cares.
God bless you. And we come to you live right here from the Hilton in Chicago, Illinois. And from 11 to 12, the seed of Abraham, instead of giving you what you want. So as we come today to give you the message, we want to send to you Psalms 91, the 14th chapter of St. John, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. This is where you're getting ready for the Holy Week. You know, Jesus rode in on an ass, on a donkey. And I think in John, Jesus said, I got to go in town to show myself. And when he walked in the city, people were lined up, Hosanna, Hosanna to his name, the Son of David. And the resurrection, crucifixion bring about a resurrection. I want to tell you this morning, you got to be resurrected from something. You got to be able for something or be able to let everything go down. I don't agree with the killing that's going on that Russia's doing. I don't agree with it. I don't care what it's all about. I don't agree with it. And I'm going to turn it over to one man I know can handle it. I'm going to turn it over to the Almighty and the ancestors. And whatever need to be worked out, it's going to work it out. I say, I'm going to say that to you tonight. I want to tell you this morning, it's a blessing. And I want to thank those that met me in Detroit that didn't have to, but they met me, and we prayed. Okay? And I want to say to you this morning, if you got a need to plant a seed, if we're talking about this is getting ready for seeding time. It's time for you to make your garden up. It's time for you to set up what you want. And I was taught down south, if you got a need to plant a seed, you plant corn will come up. You plant beans will come up. If you plant love will come up. If you plant finance will come up. Whatever you need this morning, God is able to give you your need. Whatever you need. I don't care how dark it may seem. There's light at the end of the tunnel. The end of the tunnel is open for all them people that ain't got nowhere to stay. They're being bombed. They're being killed. I thought about that last night, and the Spirit said, God is in control. So anything you getting upset, getting depressed, high blood pressure, God is in control. And when God says enough, it's enough. Because God can make everybody lay down and don't get up. Those that are sitting high, those that are looking low. So I'm going to trust in God in this Holy Week, the week of crucifixion, bring about a resurrection. It reminds me of the widow woman. She didn't have nothing but one whole cake. She said, I'm going to seed this whole cake. The prophet came and said, look, give me the whole cake. But she obeyed the prophet and gave him all that she had. She said, I'm going to eat this and die. But when the prophet came, she didn't see the invisible angel that was with the prophet. She didn't see the angel that was around the prophet. So when the angels came, the woman did what the prophet said. And when the woman did what the prophet said, obedience happened. See, when the woman did what the prophet said, just give it to me, and I'll make it all right. So when the prophet gave it, when she gave it to the prophet, he fed him up on high, and he gave her new stuff, okay? So I just want you to get ready for the breakthrough, okay? Mm-hmm. You gotta get ready. And that's gonna happen in a good way. So I just want you to get ready. You know, here in Illinois, there's a lot of people up in here. You know, and that's what happened with that. So I just want to let you know God is able to bring things out and get ready for a special miracle this morning. And I want to tell you, we're on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we're on. And we're talking about the following ministry. We thank God for that. Be involved in the church. You that listening in Mississippi and Arkansas, listening, I'm right here at the Hilton, coming live from the Hilton. I want to tell you, with all this bombing going on, God is still in control. And we got Dr. Fisher from Detroit. She's going to be coming on tonight, coming on in a few minutes. I'm praying for you and you, wherever you might be, whatever you're going through. God is able to open up the door. I want to thank you in Detroit and those, Dr. Christian, Kim and her family, those that came to the service in Detroit. April may be in Detroit. Healing service over at the, will be at the Howard Johnson out in Romeo. So meet me there. Got a special word for you. Get ready. I got the Dr. Martin Luther King buck I'm giving out. Dr. Martin Luther King buck, I'm gonna be giving that out. I want you to start your business. Whatever business you want to go into, this is the year to see for your business to break through. If you want your business to grow, you will have people to show you how to get into your business. So get ready. Dr. Christian, God bless you. I was in Detroit. They're coming on tonight, coming on today. Bright Star from Minnesota. Bright Star, I'm praying for you. And down in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, wherever you might be, is a breakthrough coming. And a door will open up for you, okay? Okay, I just want to thank you, okay? Dr. Christian, you home? Dr. Christian?
Thank you. Yes, Bishop. We are praying for all the tragedy that happened to us first, not just depression. There's people starving, hungry, people suffering, people in pain. Many cities throughout the world have bombed, and there's so much that's going on everywhere that we have to pray for the universe. We have to pray for people in the universe. We have to pray for everyone that's going through right now. Every homeless person in this country and other
suffering, sick, the sick, everybody that's sick, everybody that's suffering, everywhere, we just lifted them up right now. And I'm thankful for you. We thank you, Dr. Christian, for your words. You got anything to say to the people today?
I just want us to stay encouraged right now because there's so much negative energy. There's so much negative that's being put in our environment every single day. I'm not a living in an environment that has negative forces going on. We got everything that we look at, everything that we see, everything that we hear, no matter whether we're on social media or we're talking to somebody, it's negative energy, it's negative spirits, it's negative temptation that's surrounding us and keeping our minds not uplifted and keeping our spirits not uplifted. And we need to step out of that energy and go to the next level and where we're at. No matter where we're at, we need to elevate ourselves beyond what being told to us every day. You know, we went through the COVID. We went through all of that. People still got their minds messed up behind that. Now they're talking about we got to lose power and have school shortage. We got people being in a panic about all of these things. And we need to know and understand that, you know, if we lift ourselves up and we begin to support ourselves, if we begin to help ourselves, we can come out of it. I was just on Facebook, and they were showing all the people over in China that's in lockdown. Still existing over there. They got all the people locked down. They can't go nowhere. They can't do nothing. They can't go get their own food. They giving them food. They giving them what they want to eat. What they want them to eat. Listen. We got to come out of all of that. We got to join ourselves together and support each other and not live in perpetual fear. Because fear is going to keep us in bondage. We don't want to end up like China. We don't want to end up like those people over there suffering because they make it perpetual fear. A virus is a fact. Virus has been going around forever and a day ever since we've been on this earth. So you, if you survive the COVID, you'll survive the next phase. But know that unless we come to you, be divided and separated in God. That's the worst thing. Let's not be separated. Let's not be conquered. Let's not be destroyed. Let's come together. Let's get beyond this COVID. Let's get beyond all this separation we've been in. We've been in all kinds of separation. We've been separated by race. We've been separated by politics. We've been separated by sickness.
Amen.
We've been separated by money, cash, and class. We've been separated all, to some degree all of our lives. Let's come like Mother King. We should stand on that. Stand on that motto. Let's come together. That's how we survive.
Amen.
That's how we survive the storm. That's how we survive the issues and the problems. Coming together. Why don't he gather people together? That's why they destroyed him. Because he was gathering the masses together. Because when you are united, you can stand on something. But as long as you, I'm scared to touch them. I'm scared to go here. I'm scared to do this. I'm scared to have anybody at my house. you people been walking around with viruses and flu viruses and all kind of viruses. It ain't kill you, didn't make you, didn't hurt you. They got AIDS virus. I mean, how did you move? You still go back. You didn't get AIDS.
Well, there's a lot going on. Like you said, it's a lot, and we have to stick together. This is the Holy Week, week that we should stay together. Jesus came to town. Hosanna, Hosanna to his name. So, Doc, what you feel about where we go from here with so much going on within the neighborhood and within the community? Where do we go? What do we do? There's so much negativity being pumped in to our neighborhood, the drugs, the guns, the dope, the negativity. We have to survive from that. So it's important for you to stay focused. Is that right?
Yes, Bishop.
So what do you have to say about that, Dr. Christie?
I feel as long as we don't let all the distractions coming in to cause a harm in our lives, then we can see what we need to do to sustain ourselves, to make it through whatever is coming next. Whatever they're preparing us for, the power outage, the food shortage, we got to get ahead of this thing. We got to stop worrying about what's going on in somebody else's house. We got to worry about what's going on in our house and how we can come together as a community and build a community garden. Look to our neighbors to help each other, so to steal it and take it and run from each other, how we can survive as a community, how we can put guns. I walked through the city of Detroit, and there's different neighborhoods now that got big gardens erected right now. We need to start focusing on that. We need to stop focusing on the distractions. We just got past COVID. We still need to survive. You're going to live in your house every day of your life. You got to come out and live in the real world.
That's right.
And you got to come together because you got to get a plan. Move on, grow the food. Move on, buy the seed. Move on, plant them. Who's going to watch over them? Who's going to make sure we got clean water? Who's going to make sure that we got protection in our neighborhood? We used to have neighborhood watches back in the day. Who's going to step up and stand up and not be afraid?
I feel
we're going to take that in order for us to not go take a community. The people over in China, they can't stand up. They lost their voice. They lost their power. They stuck in, it's millions of them, stuck in the houses. Got to depend on the government to see about them to take care of them when they can take control over their own lives.
Well, that big deal on the government. Now, I want to say this. I never left Black Lives Matter. Because that's a scenario. Black power matter. Black power means that you're into your own stuff. And what I want to say to Woody Holland, what is agenda is a woman? Everything's trying to change. And this is the working of evil spirit. You know, a woman is a woman, a man is a man. You can't fool Mother Nature. And I want to say this here. For us to survive as a race of people, we have to understand where the power lies. The power lies in the man and the woman. The power lies in them that taking care of each other. So one of the things that we got to do, going into April, May, we have to come back and go back to the garden. We got to farm. We got to go back and build our own. We have been too dependent on people in other countries. We got to depend on what we can do in America. We don't even make a pen. We get it from China, somewhere else. Until we started producing stuff right here in America, we can always be lagging behind. And it's a shame that General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler ain't got no chips. They got to wait on China or somebody to get chips. It's because we're so lazy, don't want to pay people, And now you ain't got no chip to crank the car. You got people going to the moon, spending all kind of money. That money could be used to feed the hungry people that fought in Vietnam and Korea. Those that was walking the streets of Detroit, Chicago, California, sleeping outside. So we have to wake up to black power. We got to wake up to the realization what black power means. Black lives don't mean nothing. Black power is black. You're able to have your own business. You're able to pay for what you want without begging for somebody. This homosexual thing don't go away. Just like it pop up, it don't go away because it's not real. Dr. King did civil rights. Civil rights ain't got nothing with you being a woman or man. Civil rights. It took 140 years for we to stop the lynching and the hanging. It took 245 years to get a black woman to be on the Supreme Court. This country is racist, been racist, still, and the young folks, they don't know that. They feel that everything was made. Everything just come automatically. People died. People was murdered. People was lynched. People was burnt. The young folks, they don't believe that. They believe it just come automatically. Somebody had to pay the price. Some of it's the single, the mass murder of blacks in this country have never been told. Some of 6 million Jews, some of 100 million blacks was burnt, killed, and raped and brought from the country again. The blacks is already here. Their mamas and daddies made Mississippi, Arkansas, tobacco, corn, made rich in sugar cane. We right now, as black folks, going into another Easter, we haven't got reparations yet. And money's being sent all over the world to everybody. And the black man right here in America cannot get $10 from the government. So Dr. Christian and all the listeners, I want to say to you, wake up, be real about, and let your children know, stop the killing, save the babies. We are killing our future, the doctors, the lawyers. We're killing the doctors and the lawyers. New people that are coming on, they're killing them. Why? Because they're killing them because nobody's talking about what's going on. What I'm talking about. I'm talking about young folks that ain't going to college. Young folks that robbing and killing each other, black on black crime. And they say it's all right. It's not all right for all the guns that they brought in that Congress has not ruled on. So we're going in a situation now where black power is the only thing going to bring us out. Black lives don't mean nothing. Black power, that means you have the power to build your house. You have the power to go to the bank. You have the power. So the mixed was black lives matter. But it don't matter. Black power matters. And we're going in Hosanna to his name. Jesus rode in time. Jesus rode in Jerusalem to declare power. He rode in Jerusalem to let him know that he was the man of the hour. And the people know it. See, the people know truth. The people know the truth. So the truth always will prevail. Whatsoever, the truth will always break things open. And Dr. Fitton, I want you to let us know. I wonder what you think about one step I'm saying, because right now we're in a slump. Right now we're in a slump. We're right there. Right now we're in a slump. Yeah, here we go. And we're in a slump. By being in a slump, that we as black folks are killing each other across the country because nobody defined what life means. You know, so what I'm saying to you, it go past Christianity. It go back to the ancestors. It go back to how you've been taught, how you've been bred. It go back to where we're supposed to be going as a human race. So you cannot make a man be a woman when you're a woman. You can't make a woman be a man. That's a lie. then the truth always will come out. So I want to say to everybody listening, 51 number of Psalms 23, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that Pahia, there's so many people in here, there's so much going on, but I want to be able to bring that to you. Okay, Dr. Kitten, you back on.
God bless the world that you're paying attention. Because yes, they are looking to change the definition of what a woman is. They are looking to change how we treat our children, boys and girls. They already have the law to put us in bondage as parents on how we can rear our children as far as the definition. How we can just name our children or classify them as a boy and girl. Ever since that Olympic game that they made that man look like a woman or a level in the Olympics, awards for being a woman, and he outpowered, he outstripped the women that was there. And they thought that was okay, and the women were upset at this point because you allowed this man, he didn't have no breath, all he had was his makeup, to decide as a woman and destroy the game by giving him an award that was unjust and unfair. But that was the way that the world was letting you know women. Step up. We need to come together. We need, just like you, preach and drive on bringing us together to stand united. And that's only going to make it good when our church can do it in our lives, in our neighborhood, in our family. We have to start taking our community back. We got to start taking our children back. So we got to raise our children with discipline. And it's one thing to abuse you. Another, we got young folks running rampant, killing each other every day. There is no guidance. There's no direction. Big mom and mama and grandma, everybody knows how to let you the guy them and show them the way. And then these young folks out. So that's why we have to keep fixing ourselves. We have to keep lifting our communities up in prayer. We have to keep coming together, united, even in prayer, even in God. It does matter. We still need to unite, to come together, to get through whatever that's coming our way, to separate, to keep us separated again. Even with these diseases, they say, you're adding poison in our water, chemicals in our water. So we too distracted by what's going on with politics, we see what's going on with this Russian thing. That the Supreme Court takes the path that the big corporations can contaminate the poison in our water legally. Nobody's been up there to challenge them yet. They now trying to take parents right away from describing your child as a man or a girl, a boy or a girl. They now also find out all the time that they're trying to put a law in where you won't be able to buy a chicken from anybody unless you have your own. So we need to understand these things are happening, but we need to prepare ourselves in a different way to get past them.
You know, I want to say this, Dr. Trudy. The world has changed so. It has changed so around the world. People down south are suffering. People up north are suffering. And then you see people around the world are suffering. you wonder what they, you know, they play up where Chris Rock gets slapped. They play up this little bit of stuff where you got people that's in America's hunger. They play up these fake news play up slap bites of nothing that is no serious helping people. So it's important for people to understand where we at in 2022, where we gonna be going in 2023. It's a whole gathering of people starting to get their life together because so much negativity has been fed to our youth. Some in I just seen where a football player out in the street got hit by a truck down in Florida. Number one, what are you doing in the highway? So then we got some kids went down there, got on the drugs, and some of them had to get, it's so much of stuff that's out here that blocks us from growth. You got to be able to go through it to make it work. You got to be able to talk to young folks and let them know what's going on with so much evil. The evil is out here. Romans 12 and 7, Michael and his angels fought the devil, and they when they fought, they kicked him out of heaven to the earth. So you know his time is short. So much evil is going on with our young folks, murder, killing. Every time you pick up a paper, somebody shot somebody on the bus, in the house. Little kid got a gun. What you doing with so many guns? You take a gun to the beach, you hunt. Take a gun to the store, you hunt. How we got the hunt mentality to kill each other? We don't do enough in order to build mountains. So it's very important to understand the mentality that's been set out here, and people don't see what's going on. The only thing going to change it, Doc, is prayer. The only thing going to change it is men and women take a real look at the evil that's been perpetrated on the human race, not just black, but on the human race. Anytime somebody drops bombs on children and women, that's evil. I don't care where you come from, because evil don't come in color. Evil is just evil. We got some people that are evil. Well, we got black folks, but we got evil folks that do evil, and we ain't got nobody to say nothing about it. So what I'm saying at this hour, black power really matters. It's nothing. You got to have your own. The biggest gimmick was Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. The black power really matter that you're able to build your bank. You're able to have finance. And once you get it in your head, I ain't going to be tricked. Everything that being thought at black is a trick in it. Black life is a trick. You can say Mexican lives matter. So you have to deal with what do it mean? All lives matter in the power of God. And I want to say this is the Holy Week of people saying Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus decided to come into town. They've been had rumors about him, but he decided to come into town. When he rode into Jerusalem, they said, Hosanna, Hosanna to his name, the King of David. He rode in on a donkey, but he rode it in power. What that really means to us this morning, we have to stand for power, for justice and truth. And I don't care where it's at, you've got to be able to know that you got the power as a man. You got the power as a woman. And don't let nobody take your power. If somebody tell you that you're not a man and you know you're a man, they take your power. You know you're a woman. Somebody says, no, I ain't no woman. Or the other. It ain't no shit that it's male or female. It ain't no in between. It's man or woman. All the other stuff they trying to put in is a working of evil. Now, I'm a man. You're a woman. It's no other gender should be talked about. Nowhere. you're a man or you're a woman. Anything else is a demonic spirit. It's a demonic spirit of the devil. Somebody they got now on the thing, other. What other? You're a man or a woman. Ain't no other. You trying to defy God. Romans 1 and 26. God turned them over to a reprobate mind to do that which is unseen. What I'm saying? I'm saying somebody on an outdistant God. Somebody that made their sense of God over God. And you can say, it ain't happening. You ain't saying nothing. That's why all this murder and killing going on. Even turn you over to a reprobate man. And the Bible says, they're worthy of death. That's the Bible said. I didn't say it. Read it for yourself. Dr. Rickon, did you read that before? Did you read that?
What you want me to read?
No, I don't want you to read it. Did you read it where it said, doing that which is unseemly? Romans 1 and 26, read that if you got it. And I don't want to dwell on that, but the truth is the truth. You can't ignore the house burning down. You want to say the house ain't burning. The house burning down. That what they're trying to do, here's a little kid, and tell the little kids, you don't know who you is. It's evil people in high places doing evil things. And the consequence of that evil is death. The wage of the sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. You can't get around the truth. I wake up this morning and say, I'm a man. I wake up the next morning and had me a little drink. Oh, I'm a woman now. What did Mother Nature say? What did DNA say? You trying to erase DNA? You can't erase DNA. I don't care how you try, how you brainwash, DNA say you're a man, and DNA say you're a woman. Now you can take what you want. You're a liar and the truth ain't in you. Read on.
You said Romans chapter 1:20. Bishop. Bishop?
Yeah.
You said Romans
1
and what?
Romans chapter 1, verse 26. And this is just for them that don't read, for them to read to understand how serious this is, to understand how powerful this is, to understand the truth will always stand. You might get rich, you might have plenty of money, but you can't outdistance reality. You can't outdistance Mother Nature. Okay? You can't outdistance the floods, the storms, and the tornadoes. God will destroy anything that's not right. Storms and floods are coming. Why? Because people have took God out of the scenario. They want to do it themselves. That ain't going to happen. Read.
For this cause, God gave them up into a reprobate mind, but even women did not change the nature, use it to that which is against nature. That is the King James Version.
Now, you see what that's saying? I didn't say it. You didn't say it. That's what the word. If you read the Bible, if you believe the Lord is my shepherd, you got to read it. You got to believe every word in the Bible that contains to life. And reprobate mind means that you done gone crazy. So we got some people that's crazy. As the old man said, it's crazy as hell. They're crazy. Because they're doing their own thing. And they don't want you to tell them nothing. Okay? So what happened to them? They're going to end up reprobated. They're going to end up confused. They're going to end up not able to go to the next level because they're not obedient to God. She got to the widow woman didn't have nothing. She had the whole cake. She said, I'm going to eat this and die.
Are you ready?
I want you to elaborate on that.
I'm going to go there. Okay. Let me go into this word today. Thank you for Bishop my word. The word of the day is don't give up. Stand in there. I come to you out of Kings, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7 through 16. And sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. And I have directed the widow there to provide you with food. So he went to Zarephath. We're talking about the prophet Isaiah. When he came to the town gate, a widow was gathering sticks. He called her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may drink? As she was going to get it, he called and bring me please a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I do not have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for me and my son that we may eat and die. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as I say, but first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And make something for yourself and your son. But this is what the Lord God of Israel said. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry. The day of the Lord sends rain on the land. She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Isaiah. The Lord placed it on our spirit today, and I know Bishop brought this information for us, but God placed it on our spirit today to let us know that they keep preaching and predicting famine to us. They keep preaching and predicting not enough food. They keep preaching and predicting, you know, that we not be able to buy anything or have access to anything. But God just displayed in his word. He put it in his word today with 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7 through 16, that no matter what man says, no matter what man does, no matter what man do, he's got the last thing going on in life. He made a way in a channel, in a time of sin, when the land had dried up, when there was no water available, that this widow who had given up, and that's what's going on right now. Many of us have given up because of the pandemic, because we can't get no jobs, because our communities is failing, because our children is losing their way. Many of us giving up. We have given up on our lives. We are like, some people are like the widow today. They ready to eat their last meal and die because they don't see no way out. They don't see their way through anything. They can't see how they're going to make it past this situation. They can't see that they can get by what the enemy has placed in their way. They can't see that they can get over the block. They can't see that they can get around the hindrance. They might have been stuck on dying instead of living because the news that told you that's what you should prepare to do. The news that prepared you for your despair. The news keep telling you, and the energy of negative around you keep telling you, and they shooting each other, they killing each other, they murdering each other. So you might as well just give up because you're the next one. It's time for you to understand, even in your sickness, even in your condition, even in your community, even around you, everything keeps saying, let it go and give it up. I ain't got no way out of this. I can't. My mind is so boggled down and full of bondage. I can't see my way through. But God let Elisha come through. The light. Elisha was the light that you needed in your life through the darkness. Because right now, we're walking through darkness. Right now, we're
light.
And now we're walking through sickness. Right now we're walking through despair. But God brought Elisha to you to let you know the light will shine in the midst of darkness. Oh, when you're ready to give up, when you're ready to let it go, when you're ready to cut it loose and say, I ain't got no way. Ain't nothing I can do about it. I can't change nothing. I can't fix nothing. Elisha came through to let you know that the light will shine on you. When it is not time to give up.
Right.
It's not time to let go. It's not time to say when the doctor say it's your time. It's not time to listen to that doctor. It's not time to listen to the news. It's not time to let your children go astray. It's not time to give up on yourself because you done lost your house. Because you done lost your job. Then you ain't see your way through nothing. It's not time because the light is still shining. He brought Elijah to show you that the light is still shining. The light of God is still shining on your life. Don't give up right now. Don't let go. Don't cut loose. Get out of that bondage, man. Get out of that bondage spirit. Get out of that mind of despair. Get out of that mind of giving up. Even taking your life, get out of that man today. God want to let you know today that the light is shining. You got to see the light today. You got to see yourself through the situation. You got to see yourself out. You got to elevate your man through something. Because God let that widow, when they sent the prophet through the town, when there was no more water, no more opportunity, he brought water. Let me tell you something. God is moving. Even when the devil, you see the devil, God will bring someone. He'll bring a spirit. He'll bring a force. He'll bring an energy to release you and set you free from bondage. Oh, yes, he will. He brought water when Elijah went to that town. Water came. When Elijah went to that town, people were still being able to eat and being fed. And that's what God gonna do for you when you have faith, when you have belief, when you have strength, when you can get out of that dark spirit, that dark man, that dark situation. Let the light shine down on your life and see there's another way out. See there's another opportunity. Like the ram in the bush came, God set a ram in the bush for you. Elijah was that ram in the bush. He was that light shining away from you. Get up out of that despair. The Lord made a way for them then, and he'll make a way for you now. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the ancestors. They provide a way for you as well. Come on. Get up out of that man. Get up out of that spirit. Get up out of that sickness. Get up out of that depression. Get up out of that frustration. Get up out of that doubt and fear. Come on and fight for yourself. Fight for your community. Fight for your family. Fight for your children. Fight for your business. Fight for your job. Fight for your health. Fight for your life. Come on and get up. We ain't dead yet. Let God use you. Let the light shine on in you. Let the light shine on you. Because God said the light will shine in darkness. Let a beam shine through and give you hope. And that hope came.
Right.
And that prosperity came. And that victory came. And that healing came. And that success came. Because she didn't give up because the light came through. Let that light come to your door and bring success. Let that light bring change. Let that light bring victory. Don't give up. Don't let these words that are coming through the universe kick you bound. Lift yourself up and walk through.
Thank you.
In the mighty name of the Holy Yeshua, take these words with you today. As the soul thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.